Reflections with Canon Philip Gray.
Good morning, everyone, and a warm welcome to my daily reflection live stream and podcast for Monday the 6th of April. We're still working through all the technical issues which this is presenting for us, and you might see the large new microphone in front of me, which we did use yesterday, but I'm not sure it worked that effectively, so let's hope it really does the trick today. Before we begin, to say that over the weekend we did send out a new communication from St Margaret's with news and information, which I hope you've received. If you haven't, then can I suggest that you might email Vicky, our parish administrator, on the St Margaret's PA email, which she's picking up. Or if you don't have that, you can always email me and I'll forward it to Vicky so that we can add you to the circulation list and keep you in touch. As well as the Palm Sunday liturgy yesterday, I also recorded a children's talk, which can be particularly accessed on our YouTube account, St Margaret's Ilkley. So you might particularly like to encourage our younger members to view that if they haven't already. So today's reflection, let us pray. Keep us, good Lord, under the shadow of your mercy, in this time of uncertainty and distress. Sustain and support the anxious and fearful, and lift up all who are brought low, that we may rejoice in your comfort, knowing that nothing can separate us from your love, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. A reading from the 12th chapter of the Gospel according to St John. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well, since it was on account of him that many of the Jews were deserting and believing in Jesus. Today's Gospel reading is the one given by the Church always to be read at Mass on the Monday of Holy Week. A week last Sunday, we heard the story from the same Gospel of St John of the raising of Lazarus. It is now 6 days before the Passover feast, and Jesus is back in Bethany with his friends, Mary, Martha and Lazarus. He has been invited for dinner. But in his opening sentence too, St John sets the context for this meal by reminding us that Lazarus was the one whom Jesus had raised from the dead. The one who has given life to Lazarus from the tomb is now steadfastly heading toward his own death and burial. In all the Gospel accounts of the empty tomb, reference is made to the women going there to anoint the body of Jesus. St. John seems to be setting the scene for that and preparing us for what is to come, as he describes Jesus being anointed by Mary at this meal the week before. It is interesting what John doesn't tell us. In the raising of Lazarus, powerful conversations between Jesus, Mary, Martha and Lazarus become conveyors of the story. In this episode, John does not tell us anything of the conversation going on at the dinner table between him and Lazarus. The bustling Martha is unsurprisingly serving, but it is Mary's actions alone which are the primary foci. She takes a pound of costly perfume, an extraordinary amount, pours it all over his feet, not his head, and then wipes them with her hair. John is keen to tell us in detail that this is pure nard. Certainly the smell would have indeed been very powerful, and the contrast with the man holding his nose at the raising of Lazarus is another powerful connection between the two accounts. It may be too that John wants us to know that it is pure nard because it symbolises the genuineness and purity of Mary's faith and love. What John does want us to grasp, though, is the extravagance of Mary's action. The financial cost of what she offers is immense. The overpowering fragrance in the house, unprecedented. Kings and prophets were anointed on their heads. It was only a corpse that would be anointed first at the feet. And to then wipe those feet with her hair shows how abashed is Mary's love for him, but also how deep her grief and her mourning at his impending death. The purity and genuineness of Mary's faith is then brutally contrasted by St. John with the words and actions of Judas. Seeing about a year's salary worth of ointment poured over Jesus' feet, he wants to point out what he sees as a terrible waste. He claims it should have been given to the poor, but John tells us that he was a thief. Interestingly, this exact same word was used earlier in the Gospel when speaking about Jesus as the Good Shepherd. In this passage, we had been warned that the thief comes only to steal and destroy, and the Good Shepherd will recognise it when he sees it. So Jesus tells Judas to back off and clearly enunciates the significance of Mary's action in this anointing, an act of preparation for his passion, death and burial. The next figures in the story to arrive with extravagant amounts of costly perfume will be those arriving at his tomb after his crucifixion. Many of us find extravagance unsettling. You open a gift which is more expensive or costly than you imagined. We are unsure about how to react or respond. Often, though, such extravagance is simply a sign of overwhelming love, gratitude, and generosity. Mary's actions in her anointing symbolise the extravagant generosity of what God in Jesus is about to do for us. He is to give his whole life in love upon the cross. Today there are some who are having to make extravagant sacrifices also for others. and the most obvious is the costly love and service of those medics and carers standing on the front line of treating and caring for those with coronavirus. As most of us live in lockdown, it can feel far more difficult for us to imagine how we can do something extravagant in this situation. Firstly, though, recognise that the sacrifices we are all making are a deep sign of our love and concern for others, our community, as well as ourselves. In those moments when we struggle, or might feel resentful, or despairing, recognise that we are making an extravagant sacrifice out of love for others. And this is part of our Christian vocation this Holy Week. Secondly, though, is there something extravagant we can do for another one today? I don't mean to break the lockdown, far from it. But pray through that situation or for that person who is most close to your heart today. What extravagant love can you show them to display how much their actions and their love mean to you? Let us pray. O Lord our God, grant us grace to desire you with our whole heart, that so desiring we may seek and find you, and so finding may love you, and loving you may hate those sins from which you have redeemed us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord our God, regard, we pray, with your divine pity, the distress of all your people. Grant that the passion of our Lord and his infinite love may make fruitful for good the tribulations of the innocent, the sufferings of the sick, and the sorrows of the bereaved. Through him who suffered in our flesh and died for our sake, the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Christ crucified, draw you to himself, to find in him a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's edition of the Daily Reflection podcast. If you would like to listen to more episodes, they will be available on your usual podcast platform. Alternatively, all the podcasts and live streams, services and reflections can be found on the St. Margaret's Ilkley website, stmargaretsilkley.org.